in Germany, we stayed in England, we were close to France, and we went all over the country before we ever reached, and many times we stayed as much as 4 or 5 days before they let us go to the border to the other places.
Do you remember who was the ruler of Russia when you were there?
The Tsar.
Well, do you, you don't remember his name, do you?
Nikolai. Nikolai is right.
Okay, what did you do in St. Louis after you came?
I came to St. Louis and I thought that I was in a country that you only need a shovel and a rake to rake up the money in the street. And for a while I was thinking that I was go to a college and educate myself and get somewhere in this world. Come to find out that I had a brother in here that lived here for about 15 years, and we multiplied his pay, what he was getting per week, and I figured that he must have been close to a multimillionaire. Come to find out that he didn't have very much. And the best thing for me to do is to learn some kind of a trade and get out to work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. So I worked on for about 3 weeks, a month, for nothing. And I've learned the trade, and then I went to work for Curly Clothing Company.
What did they do?
They making suits and pants and...
Oh, okay. You said you at one time you wanted to go back to Russia. What was your
reason? Well, the reason that I wanted to go back, when I reached to the age of 21, I was supposed to report as a soldier
to the Russian army. Yeah.
If I don't report, they would fine my mother $300, and $300 was a great deal of money over there. So I figured for $300, I bought a ticket in New York one time, which it was a very reasonable price. And I was figuring to go down there and get in the army, and then get away from the army after I stayed down there for about a month or two. But luckily, when I got my ticket, I didn't have sufficient money to get from England or Germany or France or any other country to the place where I live. And it would take just as much more than that much for the ticket.
$300.
Not $300. It was just a part of the money. And I decided that I'd wait in St. Louis and wait for about 6 months and save up sufficient money so I could get back. And when I went to work, by the time the 6 months was over, the war was already on, and they started to fight in the town that I lived, and I was still counting my blessings that I didn't have the money to go back.
Well, I'm happy you didn't, too. Why didn't your parents or your mother come over with you when you came to America?
Well, my father was dead way before, when I was 13 years old. My mother was living, and she was to provide for the family a living. And when I left, she was all right. And after 3-4 years, she got pretty old. And I did send her a ticket to come over, but she just wouldn't commit herself to come down to this country because she felt like she couldn't make that trip.
What did you do after you were in the business in St. Louis?
I stayed in St. Louis for about 3 years.
You met me in there?
About a year and a half. And then I met my wife that's still with me.
Your grandma.
Yeah. And we decided to, and then we left from there for Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
And what did you do there?
We went to work for my brother. He had two stores, and I operated one, he operated one, and I stayed with him I stayed in Cape Girardeau for about 22 years. And after 22 years, we find that we couldn't make a go out of the business, so we decided to come over here. And then we came over to you,
to Perigo,
1938, and we're still we're still
and
young the same way. And live very happy.
That's good. How would you compare the government of Russia to the United States besides it? We're a democracy and they're a dictatorship.
Well, you can express your opinion to some degree, but when there's a dictator, they dictate to you what you should do and what you can do. And 90% you can't do. When you got a democrat country like this here, you could express yourself, you could say whatever you want to. If you don't like a man, you could vote for him. And if you don't like him, you don't have to vote for him. But there they point you out with a gun to see whether you could do it or not.
What gave you the idea to come over here? Where did you find out about freedom?
I had a brother that was with us, was here about 10. I had two brothers and one sister, that they were here before I came. What else?
Why didn't more people come over if they could have found out about it? Did they just not know?
I don't think of any person that's living in Russia that would not sacrifice his life to come over to stay in this country.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, you know that this country is built of all the foreigners that they were all over the world, not only in Russia. And if you go back to the history of this country, you'll find that majority of the people were not born Indian. Of course, it's been quite a few times, you know, when you talk of 53 years, it's a long time, but this has been going on for 250 years. How long is it since this country was originated?
200 years since.
200 years, okay. What else do you want?
Well, I guess that's enough.
Thank you
very much.
Mr. Samuels, this seventh grade civics class and I wish to thank you for this fine interview with your grandson. The things you told Stevie should make every boy and girl feel that it is a privilege to be an American. We are fortunate to have citizens like you and your family as part of our community.
Mr. Samuels, I'm Robert Farrell. Thank you very much for giving us some of your time to give us some information on Russia.